Good Morning Pensacola. Andrew McKay and the Pensacola Morning News starts right now.
Russian state media also confirming that the toppled dictator of Syria, Bashar al-Assad, is now in Moscow. He arrived there with his family after fleeing Syria. This marks the end of more than 50 years of dictatorship by the Assad family. And people across Syria are hoping this also means the end of 13 bloody years of civil war.
The president then ordered more than 75 precision airstrikes against ISIS camps and operatives in central Syria on Sunday. Central Command claims there are no indications of civilian casualties so far.
And this is being described in some quarters as a Berlin Wall moment for Syria now that the Assad regime has fallen.
Some rebels appeared on state TV to announce Assad's removal. His stunning defeat was at the hands of an alliance of armed groups who launched a lightning-fast offensive seemingly out of nowhere and who faced little resistance from the Syrian army. The rebel forces say they have now, quote, fully liberated a number of major cities and have also emptied prisons filled with those who dared to stand up against Assad's rule during the country's nearly 14-year civil war. A war that, up until now, had seemed frozen, even forgotten. But as the statues and monuments to the Assad dynasty continue to be pulled to the ground, the family's blood-soaked half-century of authoritarian rule passed from father to son is now over.
This is massive news. And it's weird because we weren't really expecting it. I mean, I know Jake Sullivan on maybe Friday or Saturday, I think it was Saturday, had said that they thought this might be coming. But it was, you know, for most of the rest of us who haven't been paying a lot of attention to Syria in a while, if ever, this is just an all of a sudden, holy smokes, man.
Assad's backers, Iran, Russia, and Hezbollah, have all been weakened and distracted. And so he has not had the support from those three actors that he expected to be able to count on and has been left basically naked.
Yeah, and that's been the story here. Is it makes all the sense in the world in retrospect, but Russia is obviously very heavily distracted with its foray into Ukraine and all that has cost them and distracted them. Iran is reeling from the losses of its proxies with Hamas, with Hezbollah. And then now they haven't been able to prop up Assad anymore. And so the rebels that have been fighting off and on again for more than a decade since the Arab Spring in 2011, 12 and thereafter have now taken control. And all of a sudden, America, you know, we've got 900 troops in country in Syria ever since the destruction of the ISIS, whatever you want to call it, caliphate, neo-caliphate, wannabe caliphate, trying to keep order between Iraq and Syria and then Turkey on the north, our NATO ally. I mean, it's a lot. And all of a sudden, a regime that has seemed almost unassailable is just gone. Statues torn down, dragged through the streets because they can't drag, you know, Assad himself through the streets. And, you know, people are just celebrating and just can't believe that this is finally over.
Help us understand what it means to see the regime fall.
It's an indescribable feeling of happiness that this regime, this dictator who has made the worst crimes of the 21st century alongside Russia and Iran and ISIS, all of these horrible people have been defeated by a coalition of rebel forces that did not need any support from any outside country, not Turkey, not Qatar, not anyone. This time around, Syria was liberated by its people for its people, and it's truly inspiring. And it's not just good reverberations for Syria, for the Middle East and Europe as well.
Yeah, it's, I mean, this is really good news. What comes next? The what comes next is going to matter a lot. John Pickens has got traffic on the fives. John?
Let's see here. No accidents to let you know about. I-10, I-110 are looking good. Still dealing with the railroad crossings that are happening at Kingsfield Road, Old Kimstrand Road, and East 10 Mile Road. Now, around East 10 Mile Road, I'm seeing some delays there, so just be aware of that. Traffic has been brought to you by the Watson Law Firm. If you've been injured in a car accident, visit watsonfirm.com. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the Five.
Thanks so much, John. If you're thinking about buying or selling a home, you want a good real estate agent who is going to help you through that process, get you the best price, solve all the problems, get you all the way through to closing, because you know, it doesn't do you much good if you only get 90% of the way to closing. And every deal is going to have complications, and you want somebody with experience who can navigate those problems and then solve them, right? Or avoid them entirely by, you know, having done it enough that you see the problem coming and avoid it. Now, Christina Leavenworth, one of the things that she always talks about is having the right process for selling your home, which is how to photograph it. Highly professional photographers working on that, getting it staged just right, getting it listed at the right price. That might not be the price you think, but it's the price that's designed to generate the most interest and offers. Setting up an open house that's going to generate, like all of that stuff. They have it down to basically a formula. They sold 175 homes last year, on track to do about the same number this year. Christina Leavenworth and her team at Leavenworth Realty, 723-9158. Back to the conversation about what took place in Syria over the weekend, massive development in international affairs. President Biden came out and spoke last night. And, I think actually a lot of his speech I really agree with. A lot of his speech was about how we got here.
Today, Iran's main territorial proxy, Hezbollah, is also on its back. Only 12 days ago, I spoke from the Rose Garden about the ceasefire deal in Lebanon, a deal that was only possible because Hezbollah has been badly degraded.
Right, which is primarily to the credit of Israel. That's Lebanon to the north, the fingertip war, if you think about the left hand being Israel's geography.
Meanwhile, Hamas has been badly degraded as well. Iran's own military capabilities have been weakened. Iran tried two times to attack Israel in the United States and build a coalition of countries to directly defend Israel and help defeat those attacks. All this made possible for Iran and Hezbollah to continue to prop up, impossible, I should say, for them to prop up the Assad regime.
Right, and Russia being distracted with Ukraine, being heavily invested there and not being able to continue their support for Syria, all of these things working together. Now, what I didn't agree with about his speech is the claim of credit. Like, we did this, we earned this. Because if you're going to take credit for the things you did do, you have to take credit for the things you and your predecessor Obama failed to do, and what you were unable to thwart with regards to China and money flowing into Syria for oil. And all there's a whole series of things. You know, Obama drawing the red line, which he then failed to enforce. And somebody texted me and said, well, he didn't, you know, it was Congress who didn't support that. Yeah, he didn't need Congress. He could have gone and attacked Syria on his own based on the red line violation. The only reason he went to Congress is to get them to say no so he wouldn't have to take the blame for it. That's my read of that history anyway. But yeah, I mean, Obama and his failure led to the Russian invasion of Crimea, which was the practice war for the Ukrainian invasion that we've been seeing the last couple of years. Failure to stand up to our enemies has emboldened them. And, you know, would this have happened under Trump? It did not happen under Trump. It happened first under Obama and now under Biden. And I, you know, if you're going to take credit, you got to take blame too. And what bothered me about this speech was he acted like they earned this, like they made this happen. I don't think that's the fair way to say it. But the real question now is, what do we do next? Well, obviously, we support our neighbors and, you know, the neighbors of Syria in the region, like Jordan, you know, the good, solid, reliable states like Turkey. Okay, places that, well, I mean, and Turkey's maybe not as good as Jordan, but, you know, at least states that we can work with, and they're a NATO ally, of course, also.
We will help stability, ensure stability in eastern Syria, protecting any personnel, our personnel, against any threats, and remain our mission against ISIS will be maintained, including the security of detention facilities where ISIS fighters are being held as prisoners.
Yeah, let's not liberate all the ISIS fighters.
We're clear-eyed about the fact that ISIS will try to take advantage of any vacuum to reestablish its capabilities and to create a safe haven. We will not let that happen. In fact, just today, U.S. forces conducted a dozen of precision airstrikes within Syria, targeting ISIS camps and ISIS operatives.
Yeah, all of that's accurate. The power vacuum created by Bashar al-Assad being gone is going to be a real concern until we get a government in place, and then seeing whether the government can hold power. Does anybody remember any other states where we had an issue where the, you know, the main leader was deposed, and then what do you do with what was left? You name the place. As in many, but particularly Iraq, obviously. Working with the Syrian groups, will they work together? Are they all Sunni groups? You know, Sunni being the Al-Qaeda, ISIS, Saudi Arabia. I mean, to differing degrees of militancy. Okay, but that's the coalition as opposed to Shia, which is Iran, which had been Syria, which is Hezbollah, which is Hamas, which is Yemen, the Houthis. You know, just kind of thinking about the players in the region. And us keeping on guard to see what happens next. These are, I mean, there's a lot of unknowns. And will the United States be drawn into more of a military response here? What's going to happen in Iran? I mean, all of a sudden, you know, Russia looks incompetent based on their inability to beat Ukraine, okay? And they have suffered massive casualties. Then you have all of a sudden Iran, all of their proxies, whether it's Hamas or Hezbollah, and now with Syria, they look incredibly weak. What will this mean for their future? It's very unknown. But there are democratic forces, there are human rights forces, there are rebel forces, you know, who want to take control of Iran. And we have kind of hands-offed it for a long time, you know, to see what might be able to, you know, happen. Is it going to be a good outcome? Who knows? But these are all things to figure out, and to what degree is it going to implicate the United States, if at all. So a lot to be decided. The one thing that I think concerned me the most is that in the speech yesterday, which was all written out in teleprompter read by Biden, okay, so it's hard to give him too much credit for it, right at the end, you know, questions yelled at him when he's walking away, they were asking about Austin Tice, an American citizen who's being held in Syria now for 12 or 13 years, I think, something like that. They asked him about it. He had brought it up in his speech.
What should happen to Assad now, Mr. President?
Mr. President, what does the U.S. know about that war in the Middle East? What does the U.S. know about where Austin Tice might be and if he's safe?
We believe he's alive. We think we can get him back, but we have no direct evidence of that yet. And Assad should be held accountable.
So that's his first answer. As far as we know, he's alive and Assad should be held accountable. And then the follow-up was, well, you know, are you going to send some operation in to go get him? Which, by the way, is a question he can't really answer, you know, not in advance. Okay, but still, it's the question they ask.
Have you directed an operation to go get him, Mr. President?
Is this Assad General's dead?
Get who?
Austin Tice.
Get who?
We won't want to get him out.
Yes, sir.
We have to identify where he is. Thank you.
Did he forget who they were talking about in that 18th of a second? And now it could have been he thought maybe they were asking about Assad. What, we're going to get Assad out of Moscow? Come on now. I mean, just, you know. Almost, sir. Almost. 724 on News Radio 92.3. I'm Andrew McKay.
We're sharing more than ever before during the 2024 Subaru Share the Love event. Now through January 2nd, when you purchase or lease a new Subaru, Subaru will donate $250 to your choice of four nationally recognized charities: the ASPCA, Make-A-Wish, Meals on Wheels, or the National Park Foundation. Or choose our local charity, the Pensacola Breast Cancer Association, and Anderson Subaru will add an extra $200 to Subaru's donation. And for every routine Subaru vehicle service visit, Anderson Subaru will donate $5 more to the Pensacola Breast Cancer Association. So far, we've donated over $175,000 to fight breast cancer right here in Pensacola. Get a great vehicle and support a great cause at the Subaru Share the Love event now through January 2nd. Anderson Subaru, Highway 29, just north of Car City, Pensacola, online at AndersonSubaru.com.
Anderson's got a Subaru for you.
$250 donation for new purchase or lease. Promotion ends January 2nd. See retailer or AndersonSubaru.com/share for details.
Here's today's Strength for Life with your host, Pastor James C. Johnson.
The most famous verse in all the Bible is famous for several reasons. It's famous because it's rich with the good news of the gospel of Jesus Christ. It's famous because it models godly giving in an amazingly sacrificial way. It's famous because it explains the way to heaven as well as the avoidance of eternal hell. Have you figured out which verse I'm talking about? If you thought John 3:16, then you're right. It powerfully states, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life." If you have never confessed your sin and called on Christ to save you, I urge you to trust Christ today.
That was James C. Johnson. He serves as the pastor of North Stone Baptist Church in Pensacola, Florida. For more Strength for Life, please visit our website, strengthforlife.church.
This holiday season, you can give the gift of hope, stability, and a brighter future. Pensacola Habitat for Humanity is creating lasting change by providing affordable home ownership opportunities right here in Escambia and Santa Rosa counties. Together, they can change lives for generations to come. Your end-of-the-year gift not only builds homes, it builds hope. And with tax season approaching, it's a gift that gives back to you, too. Visit PensacolaHabitat.org and give today, because everyone deserves a place to call home.
Hi, I'm Chad Picoub with Affiliated Insurance. Open enrollment for health insurance starts November 1st. This year, enroll in a Florida Blue plan and get personalized support from an appointed Florida Blue agent. Our agents are trained to help you find a health plan that fits your lifestyle and budget, not theirs. It's about finding the right plan for you and not the price. Call 850-477-5840 to schedule an appointment with your Florida Blue agent today.
Policies have limitations. Health insurance from Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Florida, Inc., DBA, Florida Blue.
Hi, I'm Steve Taylor, and I usually hang out in the newsroom at News Radio 92.3. I'd like to wish everybody a happy Hanukkah, Merry Christmas, and a Happy New Year.
Luke, at that speed, would you be able to pull out in time?
It'd be just like Beggar's Canyon back home.
Good morning, 727 here on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependent. We've been talking about the railroad crossings getting reclosed over the weekend suddenly. Happy Saturday. they just closed 10 Mile, Kingsfield, and Old Chemstrand on the east side of 29. But we don't have eyes on, so I don't know if they're still closed. They were supposed to reopen around, at least 10 Mile and Kingsfield were supposed to reopen around 7 this morning. So if you know, if you've seen it, let us know so we can let everybody else know. Because, man, it's just going to be a joyful day if they're still closed and we're going into rush hour. John Pickens has traffic on the fives. John?
That's right. We're seeing some delays in that area also on Old Chemstrand Road. So just be aware of that. I-10 eastbound between Pine Forest and Highway 29, seeing some congestion delays through that construction zone. Other than that, traffic is looking good. I'm not seeing any other delays. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the five.
Thanks so much, John. David Wayne's in the newsroom with our headlines. David?
Well, Texas lawmakers say they want to hear testimony from death row inmate Robert Roberson. The House Committee on Criminal Jurisprudence there says they want Roberson to testify at the Capitol December 20th, 2 months after the committee forced a delay on his scheduled October execution. Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton's office reportedly refusing to cooperate with that committee. The NYPD still looking into evidence, gathering evidence in the search for the man who shot and killed United Healthcare CEO Brian Thompson. Retired FBI agent Rob D'Amico was asked about the suspect's backpack, which was found in Central Park. Apparently it contained a jacket and Monopoly money.
You look at it and you're like, was some purpose of that? Or was it literally something so benign that it wasn't even part of it? Like, why Monopoly money?
Police have released a few new photos of the suspect in what looks to be inside of a taxi as they're still trying to identify him. Detectives apparently also have traveled recently to Atlanta because they believe he may have taken a bus from there to New York prior to the murder.
I just can't wrap my brain around the Monopoly money part. Like, that's so bizarre. Yeah. Why would you ever have Monopoly money outside of the Monopoly game?
Well, maybe something symbolic with the, you know, how it had deny, defend, and depose on the shell casings or something. So
it's super weird. And by the way, I don't know that I said this clearly enough the other day, if I didn't say it at all. You don't get to murder people no matter what you think they did wrong. That's not how this works.
Right.
There's been a lot of people kind of seemingly, well, you know, as a healthcare executive, they deny claims. They do horrible, terrible things. Yeah, but in our system, we don't really believe in, you know, vigilante activity. You know, murdering people no matter what you think they've done is not how we solve the problems. That's savagery. That's barbarism. That's outside of the bounds of normal, decent society. And I'm not saying he did something. I'm saying there's been kind of that tone in a lot of the commentary.
Fox News. I'm Chris Foster.
There's a lot of cautious optimism about Syria, with the 53-year-old Assad family regime now over and rebels taking over the country. Israeli troops have moved into a buffer zone.
Israel says it struck suspected chemical weapon sites and long-range rocket stores. It doesn't want Syria's deadliest weapons falling into the hands of its enemies. Israel's actions follow the U.S. targeting ISIS over the weekend. A U.S. official telling Fox News ISIS should see that as a warning not to attempt to take advantage of Syria's uncertainty.
Fox's Jonathan Savage. President-elect Trump's daughter-in-law Lara Trump steps down as Republican National Committee co-chair. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis could appoint her to an open U.S. Senate seat, and she's told Fox,
"I would be honored, Todd, to serve as the next senator from my state right now. I've lived here for 3.5 years of Florida."
America's listening to Fox News.
Good morning, 7:31 at News Radio 92.3. A little bit warmer start to the week this week. It's 71 right now and cloudy in Pensacola. One man has died, 6 juveniles hurt in a shooting in Mobile over the weekend. Police there say the shots rang out after some type of disagreement at a bonfire in South Mobile.
They found an adult male deceased in a field behind a business there in that area. They also discovered 2 juvenile victims with unknown injuries, but they were serious at that point.
And that is Mobile Police Public Information Officer Blake Brown. Area hospitals later reported 4 more juveniles had checked in with gunshot wounds. The party was happening behind a commercial trucking and repair property. So far, investigators do not believe the business is linked to the incident. There's no word on any possible motives or suspects. The qualifying deadline has passed. It looks like it's going to be a crowded field for the District 1 congressional seat. 10 Republicans, including Florida's Chief Financial Officer Jimmy Patronis, State Representative Joel Rudman, former Escambia Commissioner Gene Valentino, Aaron Dimmick, and a handful of others have now qualified for the Republican primary. 4 write-in candidates qualified. The only Democrat to qualify for the race is Gay Valamont. Republican candidates, that is, will be in Navarre today. There's an event planned featuring campaign speeches, debates, and town hall interaction with voters. That's happening at the Grill House on 98. That begins at 11 o'clock this morning. It's free and it's open to the public. Well, if you're interested in that Margaritaville specialty license plate that the Florida legislature approved earlier this year to honor Jimmy Buffett, you might want to hurry up and get one. New specialty plates in Florida need at least 3,000 presales before the first one comes off of the press. And there's a limited time to get that done. As of November 25th, 1,589 of those Margaritaville plates have been bought since they went on sale in October. And you'd need to buy 1,411 more of those to get the press rolling on those plates. Well, President-elect Donald Trump appointing his defense attorney as counselor to the president. Alina Haba defended Trump during his New York hush money case, also acted as his legal spokesperson. In a post on Truth Social, President-elect Trump noted Haba's unwavering loyalty and unmatched resolve. Haba, who recently spent time at Mar-a-Lago, was alongside the president on the campaign trail and also spoke at the event in Madison Square Garden. Florida Representatives Maxwell Frost and Sheila Sheriff Luce McCormick introducing a bill to prevent radioactive materials from being used to build roads in Florida. Miami waterkeeper Dr. Rachel Silverstein says the chemical at issue, phosphate gypsum, is just downright dangerous and could cause cancer.
Very terrible idea. For pretty much everyone and everything in Florida except fertilizer companies.
Florida allows the material to be used for road construction thanks to a law signed last year. In 2021, a leak at a PG facility led millions of gallons of untreated wastewater into Tampa Bay, which caused a red tide outbreak. 7:35 right now, News Radio 92.3, and let's get a look at our traffic on the fives.
That's right. Still dealing with some railroad crossings that are closed. Kingsfield Road, Old Kimsterian Road, and East 10 Mile Road. Those crossings are still closed. And I'm seeing some delays in those areas, especially East 10 Mile Road. Also seeing some delays if you're at 29 and East 9 Mile Road in all directions. Just seeing congestion delays there. Also, I-10 eastbound is dealing with some congestion delays, about a 5-minute delay through that from Pine Forest all the way through Highway 29. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
We do have a 90% chance of the rain as we go throughout your day today. High near 70 degrees. Overnight tonight, temperatures dropping near 66. On Tuesday, high rain chances again, 90% with a high near 70 degrees. Tuesday night, temperatures dropping near 47 degrees. Cooling off on Wednesday with a 10% chance of some showers, high near 54 and a low near 40. Stay connected to Channel 3 News First Warning Weather Team. Download the WEAR-TV weather app. This is Brooke Richardson from the First Warning Weather Center.
Thank you, Brooke. And right now it is 71 in Pensacola, 70 in Gulf Breeze, 65 in Milton. Our next news at 8 o'clock and breaking news anytime. I'm David Wayne for News Radio 92.3.
I'm Nicole Murray with Your Money Now. Volkswagen and labor representatives will hold a fourth round of talks over wage cuts and possible plant closures today. The latest round of negotiations come as Europe's largest car maker seeks ways to radically cut costs in Germany to better compete with cheaper Asian rivals. China's top electric vehicle producer BYD is set to show further market share gains when November vehicle sales data is released today, putting it on course to exceed its annual goal and overtake Ford and Honda in global sales. BYD is now on course to meet its annual sales target of 4 million vehicles. The Walt Disney Company's animated film Moana 2 remained at the top of the box office in its second weekend in theaters, bringing in another $52 million, according to studio estimates. That brings its domestic total to $300 million, which does surpass the original. Futures are currently mixed. Friday, the Dow Industrials lost 123, the NASDAQ up 159. That's Your Money Now.
Hey, Pensacola, Dave Ramsey here. Trust your vehicle to the best auto service center in Pensacola, Bobby Likas Auto Service. For years, you've relied on Bobby Likas Auto Service on Davis Highway for maintenance and repairs, and now you have a choice. Keep taking your vehicle to the Davis Highway shop or go to their new location on Pensacola Boulevard. That's right, Bobby Likas Auto Service now has a second location at 8969 Pensacola Boulevard, right across from the Super Walmart. So keep your vehicles running smooth with their maintenance service program. And when your car or truck needs repairs, big or small, bring it to either location. Engine repairs, brake work, transmissions, air conditioning, power steering, and more. They can take care of it. Keep your vehicle on the road with the help of Bobby Likas Auto Service on Davis Highway and also on Pensacola Boulevard. And don't forget to tell them Dave Ramsey said hey.
Weather outside is frightful. Gulf Coast Air Care can make indoors delightful. If your heater stinks when it blows, let us know, let us know, let us know. Okay, you get the idea. This is Todd St. Orr's from Gulf Coast Air Care. It's heater season, and we at Gulf Coast Air Care want you to think about the seasonal cleaning of your furnace. That awful burning smell is all that junk burning off and out into the house. Call Gulf Coast Air Care today. Our phone number is 934-2768. Hit it, Sarah.
Gulf Coast.
Northwest Florida businesses pay an average 20% more for phone service. Data Revolution wants to change that. We are your local, service-focused VoIP provider. Right now, offering a free bill review and free installation for new customers. No matter where your team is, Data Revolution can help. Experience the service and support only a locally owned company can provide. Join the revolution at datarevs.com.
Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins.
The Supreme Court is hearing arguments over Tennessee's ban on sex change procedures for minors. This is the lawyer representing Tennessee and then Sonia Sotomayor.
And the question of how many minors have to have their bodies irreparably harmed for unproven benefits is one that is best left.
I'm sorry, Counselor. Every medical treatment has a risk, even taking aspirin.
Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins. Weekdays 11 till 2. News Radio Pensacola.
Informative, local, dependable.
Also this morning, we presented an honorary doctorate to today's speaker, Sandy Sansing, a man known for his philanthropy to higher education and outstanding service to the University of West Florida as well as to the wider community. It was my pleasure for us to confer upon him the Doctor of Humane Letters, and you will hear from Dr. Sen Singh shortly. Please help me welcome Dr. Sandy Sen Singh.
Doctor? I kind of like it, though. Yeah, we were at the graduation ceremony on Saturday for my son was getting his mechanical engineering degree, and they had healthcare sciences was in the same graduation. So it was, engineering and a bunch of other similar kinds of fields in healthcare. And Sandy Sen Singh was the speaker, and it was really good. I wanted to share some of it with you because it's really quite good.
As Dr. Saunders mentioned, I did have the first golf scholarship years ago, and it covered my tuition of $99 a semester. How does that compare today, parents?
Of course, many of us use Bright Futures, so no cost. But still, $99 for a semester is pretty good.
I'm so thankful to be here today for this opportunity to be your speaker. One reason that I'm especially thankful to be here, that in the history of the University of West Florida, and probably all colleges and universities, I may be the only car salesman with this honor.
I would think somebody else somewhere has been a car salesman and given a speech, but I'm not sure. It was the first one I've heard by a car salesman.
And it is a privilege to be here, and I don't take it lightly. I'm thankful and excited, and in my excitement to do a good job, I ask my children, what would be most important topic for these young graduates? My kids, veterans of many commencement addresses, kind of laughed and said, Dad, these kids, these young people are so excited, they don't listen to speeches anymore. But hopefully you will today. Chairman Lewis Baer, former chairman that Dr. Saunders mentioned, gave me some really good advice. He says, Sandy, there's never been a bad short speech. So I will be brief.
Yep. People will remember that you talked on and that you didn't have a point. They might not remember you if all you did was short and boring. But if you do short and good, oh, man, people will remember that. And I have a good one for you here, actually. It's a really good speech.
Thinking of what topic to discuss today, I considered many. The value of hard work, a positive attitude, the ability to never quit, to build relationships, and from my wonderful father, always do your best. And today, I have a very non-traditional topic I would like to discuss with you. I'm not going to tell you about things I've read about, things I've heard about, but I'm going to talk about my personal experiences that have changed my life. I have had a lot of experiences. You see, I've been 21, but you haven't been 77.
That's a good reminder for sure. So I'm going to actually let you hear the meat of his speech, which is about 6 minutes long. I'm going to let you hear it in its entirety because it was really good, like really good. And I don't want to interrupt it or talk through it. I just want you to hear it for a second. Before we get to that, I want to let you know that Frontier Motors, speaking of, you'd probably kill me if I did a Frontier Motors ad in front of it. This is the nature of radio. If you need a good quality used car, he sells the new, Frontier sells the used. Frontier Motors have been serving the Pensacola community for more than 25 years, selling good quality used cars, 1, 2, 3 years young, low miles, great condition, cars they warranty to 10 years or 100,000 miles, the kind of cars that, I like to buy because you get them young and drive them for as long as they'll last. 13, 14 years is typically how I do. Dave Ramsey recommends them. I recommend them. And they give you a Carfax, and they can go hunting for cars for you, and they've got a great selection on the lot, 300 at any given moment of good quality used cars. Frontier Motors, right behind the Big Buffalo on Beverly Parkway. Be sure to tell them Andrew McKay says hi. Let's get traffic in here, John. John's got traffic on the fives just a little bit early because I want to make space for the speech. Go ahead, John.
Yeah, definitely. Kingsville Road, Old Kim Strand Road, and East 10 Mile Road, those railroad crossings are closed as of right now. If you have any updated information, let us know right here at News Radio 1620. Looking at 98 going eastbound from, I would say, Windhaven Beach on, you're going to see about a 20-25 minute congestion delay through there and also through that construction zone. So just be aware. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
All right, John, thanks so much for that update. So, okay, back to the speech that Sandy Sen Singh gave to the commencement address on Saturday. And I'm just going to play it in its entirety because, I want it to have the impact on you that I think it had, at least on us and on the graduates. So here goes.
My topic, which changed my life, can best be told in a personal story. In many ways, it seemed like yesterday that I was sitting right where you are, receiving my diploma in accounting, looking forward to a great future. But it's been 55 years, and a lot of things have changed. My thoughts then, like many of your thoughts today, are, what's next? I have graduated. Hello, world. What am I going to do? Now what? Well, for me and many of you, it was a job. It was work. With a degree in accounting, you go to work in an accounting firm. And I did. Though I treasure my accounting degree and knowledge, sitting behind a desk all day was not for me. So I decided I wanted to be a salesperson. And I chose computer sales. Back then, if you can even think of that, there was no such thing as an iPhone or an iPad or even a personal computer. A computer then would stretch from Dr. Saunders or even further to me, and it did not have the power of your current Apple iPhone. A computer was huge. After going to work for the Burris Corporation, there was IBM and Burris, and I ended up with Burris, I was immediately sent to Detroit, Michigan for a basic 3-week sales course. I learned features, benefits, how to sell a rubber band, how to sell a piece of paper, how do you sell something. My territory when I finished my class was downtown Mobile, Alabama. The month was July. You can imagine, and you know the heat and the humidity we have in the Mobile, Pensacola area. I had to wear a suit, I had to wear a tie, I had to wear a long sleeve shirt, and I had to carry a 29-pound adding machine under my arm as I went up and down the streets of downtown Mobile, knocking on doors, trying to get past a receptionist to get to the owner to sell up an adding machine. I had to sell $10,000 worth to go to my next school. Then I could start on computers. Well, at the end of the first week, the excitement had worn off. I was totally wet with perspiration and sweat from walking the streets, carrying the adding machine in the 90 and 100 degree heat and humidity that we have. I was frustrated from all my rejections, and my arms hurt from carrying the adding machine. And I started thinking, what am I doing? I've got a college degree. I've got a degree in accounting. Why am I out here sweating, working, getting frustrated? And I sat down and I had a first class pity party. I felt sorry for myself. Why am I doing this? And then after sitting there and contemplating for a while, reality hit, and I realized that in any job, in any position in life, you start at the bottom. A new college professor will not start as president as Dr. Saunders. A new salesperson for IBM or Burroughs does not start as a president or a sales manager. You start at the bottom. So whatever job, whatever profession you have chosen, be prepared. You're going to start at the bottom. And you need to learn your business or profession from the ground level up. So the college degree you have, and it's a wonderful degree from a fantastic university, it will open the door to the next chapter in your life. But then it is up to you. Through hard work and a great attitude, you can accomplish any goals that you set out for. So I sucked it up. I got a good attitude. I went back to work. I sold my $10,000 of adding machines, and I worked 5 more years for the Burris Corporation. I then met a gentleman who came from California, and he has seen individuals like us be able to start your own computer business by buying the computer itself from a company that invented the world's first mini computer. Then we would come up with program software and match with that hardware, and we would begin selling them to businesses and government. We planned for several months. We set a date we were going to start. And then the night before I was to resign, I got cold feet. I got scared. I had the fear of failure. I said, I'm going to compete with IBM? What if I run out of money? What am I going to tell people? And after all, I had saved $2,500 from bagging groceries and cutting yards. That was my startup capital, $2,500, and I'm going to go after the IBM salespeople. Total panic set in. I didn't know what to do. I went to see my best friend, my mentor, my dad. And a great lesson, I think, for every one of our young people here, find yourself a mentor. Find yourself somebody you can go to in times of trouble when you have decisions to make, someone you trust and someone who will give you great advice. I sat down with my dad. I gave him all my fears, all my worries, all my panicking. He listened intently. When I finished, he looked at me and he said, Sandy, go for it. Go for it. I don't want you to spend the rest of your life looking over your shoulder thinking, what if I'd have tried? What if I'd have taken that step? What if I'd have gone forward? where could I be today? He said, Sandy, go for it. With newfound confidence from my dad, the next day I resigned. Within 5 years, we grew our little computer company to big enough, a national company, that we sold it. I took the money from that, and I bought my first car dealership. Why do I tell you this? And this is my non-traditional topic. I tell you this because every one of you are going to have a very limited number of opportunities which will become the defining moments in your life. Opportunities that can and will totally change your life. What will you do when those opportunities come? Will you continue in your comfort zone? Will you settle for mediocrity or second best? Will you let the fear of failure keep you right where you are? Or will you have the courage to go for it? It may be grad school, maybe medical school, law school. It may be a top branch in the U.S. military. It may be going to work for a company that's hard to go to work for. Or guys, it may be popping the question to the beautiful young lady you would like to spend your life with. You will have these opportunities. You will come face to face with these decisions. And when you do, I hope you will follow my dad's advice and go for it. Thank you for letting me be here. I congratulate our graduates and their families. And I thank you, Dr. Saunders, for this wonderful opportunity.
I couldn't imagine that Sandy Sansing almost quit before he got started. That Sandy Sansing, on the verge of starting his own business that gave him the money to build the dealerships, almost didn't do it. Sandy Sansing could have just been an employee in some, you know what I mean? Like, that's amazing. But it's so relatable. Just go for it. It's good. I mean, I loved it. I thought it was a great speech. And it was short. You know, it was short, which is always good. Kudos for a speech. Wonderful ceremony, by the way. I thought Martha Saunders actually, she had kind of a cute comment in there.
You and this university, from this day forth, are inextricably bound to each other. You can change your name or your address. You can change your marital status or even your hair color. But you can never change your alma mater. For as long as you have a resume, we'll be with you.
Oh, we'll be there. I kind of like that. So, you know, you get all the way down to the end. You do all of the, you know, everybody comes forward and they do their thing. And, you know, after everybody's gotten their diploma, well, it's not really their diploma, but it's a symbolic, you know. It's always funny how you don't really get the thing at the ceremony, but everybody knows you don't get the thing, but we all pretend that you do. You know, it's kind of weird.
One of the rights and privileges of the bachelor's degree is wearing the tassel on the left. It is a university tradition that we pause now to change the position of your tassel from the right to the left.
And now it's almost real. I mean, it is real, but you still have to pass your classes and you still have to actually get the diploma. And you still have to behave in the ceremony, because if you don't behave in the ceremony, they can hold up your diploma for you. I mean, there's all kinds of things that go on. Anyway, so congratulations to all the graduates. And I still cannot believe I got a kid who graduated college. Oh, my God. How is it possible for a 35-year-old? Anyway.
Closer and closer to freedom.
That's my wife's view of it. Absolutely.
Yeah, that's what I figured.
I'm sad because I think he's going to get a job and he wants to leave Florida because he doesn't love the weather here. And I'm like, but you know it's going to be cold. He's like, I'm looking forward to it. I'm like, you'll be back. Anyway, but, you know, my son that I have fed and hugged and held and seen almost every single day of his life, except for times when I was like out of town for some travel or something, you know, it's in the near future. He's just not going to be down the hall. And I hate it. I mean, I love it because I want him to go out and strive and succeed and all that. But I'm not happy about losing him.
Empty nester.
It is. It's killing me.
I'm just saying. We'll get you a support animal or something.
I don't need it just yet, but John Pickens got traffic on the fives. John?
That's right. No new accidents to let you know about. Still dealing with railroad crossings at Kingsfield Road, Old Kim Strand, and East 10 Mile Road. If you have any updates on those, let me know. But those are closed currently, causing some delays on 29 and 10 miles. So be aware of that. Also, if you're traveling I-10 eastbound between Pine Forest and Highway 29, expect some delays in that area. About a 5 to 7 minute delay due to congestion. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the 5.
And you know, I was thinking about it, John. Part of the reason why it's hitting me harder is because he didn't go live at campus, right? So he's been with us the whole time. So I didn't get like this trial separation, you know, where he could be
I
on
shipped
campus.
Mine off.
I'm just saying there's
1,400 miles.
There's
an
advantage to that. Hey, if you have a project you got to work on around the home, you've got to fix something, repair, build, do an addition, or you build things for a living, wherever you are on that spectrum, Pensacola Hardware, they can help you with it. Now, not just the supplies, okay? Certainly the supplies. They can take care of you for that. And great gifts. If you need to buy stuff for people for Christmas, man, go to Pensacola Hardware. You're like, why would I buy somebody nails? No. No. I mean, maybe, but you know, some people are like that. My Emmy son is like that. I could buy him drills and he'd be excited. Anyway, but go, you know, they have the front of the store has all these housewares, knives and gumbo pots and cookware and grills and Yeti merchandise and SEC merchandise and all that stuff. And it's, I mean, amazing in the front of the store. So if you're building something, yes, they can take care of you. If you're buying gifts, yes, they can take care of you. Either way, Pensacola Hardware, right downtown at 20 East Gregory Street.
If you're struggling with ED or your performance is down and your belly fat is growing, listen up. You've got one life. Now is the time to act.
At Wave Men's Health, we're not just healthcare. We're your secret weapon. Don't wait another day. Here's why you need to act right now.
Every moment you delay, your condition could worsen. It's not just about sex. It's about your heart, your relationship, your life.
Wave Men's Health has years of proven results for low testosterone and increasing drive, energy level, and performance. We've introduced ED and enhancement treatments so exclusive, you'll wonder why you waited.
Procrastination is the thief of time. When it comes to your sexual health, you can't afford to wait. Join the league of gentlemen who've walked out of our doors with a swagger.
Call Wave Men's Health at 850-266-7020 or visit wavemenshealth.com. Book your $99 male performance consultation now, including blood work. Call 850-266-7020 or visit wavemenshealth.com. Wave Men's Health, making it happen.
Deck your halls with windows and doors from New South. We keep your home comfy and cozy and can save you hundreds a year on energy bills. Plus, every product we make and install is guaranteed for life. It's another reason to be jolly all year long. Now, through December 31st, you have one more reason to celebrate. Buy two New South windows and doors and get one free. Visit newsouthwindow.com/radio to get a quote.
This is Hill Kelly Dodge wishing you a safe holiday season. Remember, please don't drink and drive.
Hi, this is Joe with Peden Air Conditioning, Plumbing, and Electrical wishing you a very comfortable holiday season.
This is Barry Cole at Beret Jewelers wishing you a safe holiday season. Remember, please don't drink and drive.
Hi, everybody. This is Sonia Duca with Trinity Wellness of Pensacola and now in Pace. And we just want to wish you a very happy holiday. And we're just thinking of all of you. Bye. Happy holidays.
News Radio 92.3. Get your live programming every day from 5 a.m. until 7 p.m. on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
I hate when that happens.
See him, can't you? You can see Billy Crystal sitting there in the plumber's outfit talking about or elevator repair, whatever the various things were. David Wayne is in the newsroom with our headlines. David?
Well, Elon Musk is on a mission to make the government more efficient with Doge, but he's going to have to work with a new congressional caucus co-chaired by Texas Republican Pete Sessions, who says one of their big goals is going to be to roll back the work-from-home movement that started during COVID.
Local talk in the morning, 5 to 9 with Andrew McKay is on News Radio 92.3. WNRP Gulf Breeze, Milton, Pensacola.